Hey guys, what is up? It is Kate Werman here, and I am so excited to be bringing you another episode in this mini-series where we are answering your hottest and biggest dating questions. Now, I brought on a special guest for this mini-series who happens to be a pastor and a single dude and is also a good friend of mine, the amazing JD Rogers. Guys, today we are diving into a topic that I've seen impact so many relationships, and that is social media. And specifically, interactions with the opposite gender on social media. One question that comes up a lot is this. Let's say one person sees the person that they date follow a lot of accounts that are of the opposite gender. Maybe it's a dude that's following a lot of female accounts and potentially also talking to them in the DMs. Some of the questions that come up are, how much is too much? Where's the line here? If your significant other brings it up, how do you respond? What actions do you take? And then, as the significant other, if you are upset about this, how should you bring up your uncomfortability? And then if your significant other doesn't do anything to change their actions, what does that say about them or the relationship? Guys, we dive into all of this today with JD, and I'll be honest, he brought some mega hard truths to this conversation, so be prepared, but I'm pretty positive it's going to be things that you need to hear. So without further ado, let's get into this talk about, does it really matter who you follow online? All right, y'all, and we are back. JD, what's up?
Yes, we are back. Let's keep it going.
Back in black. Woo, that made me think of Men in Black for some reason.
I thought of AC/DC.
AC/DC, yes. Okay, this is a hot topic. I'm nervous to talk about this, but I'm excited at the same time. So we got this. So we are in an age of the digital era that comes to no surprise to anybody. If you've seen The Social Dilemma, we know that we're all facing this weird new technology world, especially with social media. And I have found that social media has newly become one of the biggest problems in relationships, to be honest. And so I face this in many of my relationships, and I know that it's a problem for so many, and even married couples are and like navigating what that looks like, because maybe they were married and now social media is more a thing in their lives and they're like trying to figure that out, you know? So we're all kind of trying to figure out, what does it look like to have social media as this other factor now that we have to address in dating? Okay, so one thing that comes up a lot is just who we engage with and who we follow on social media. And I'm just going to speak from my personal experience and personal conversations I've had with women. Okay. A lot of women have come to me, and I've experienced this as well, that, hey, my guy follows a lot of girls, like women on social media, and some of them are questionable, or just in reality, they just follow a lot of females. And so, you know, and I don't necessarily believe, I want to say outrightly, I don't believe that if the woman's saying about that about the guy, my inclination is not to say, oh, the guy has bad intentions, but I am like curious, like how this is happening, because it comes up a lot in relationships where like the one person is like, hey, you following this person makes me uncomfortable. And then there's like some weird sort of dialogue that happens, especially if it's defensiveness. And then the party who brought it up is like, wait, what? Am I just insecure? Should I not have brought this up? You know, and it brings up a lot of feels. But I think we just need to set the record straight about, does it matter who you follow and talk to on social media?
Yeah, it matters. It matters.
Because a lot of people say like, oh, it's nobody. It's just somebody on social media. It doesn't matter, you know?
Yep. And I will say this to the men right off the bat. Fellas, who you follow says a lot about how you will lead.
Wow.
Who you follow says a lot about how you will lead. Here's what I'll say. I have a lot of things to say about this. First off, women, you are not crazy. You're not emotionally unstable. And you're not riddled with insecurities or too high of a feeler or too high strung or whatever it might be that you feel. And you're not wrong for having concerns and asking and wanting to honestly ask and have an open dialogue about concerns pertaining to something like this.
Okay, and that's so good. Woof. I needed to hear that, man.
Yeah, and men, Do not, and this is into a lot of subjects. I hate when I hear this. There's such an issue I see where men invalidate women. And I've been guilty of this. I want to own this. Like, I think this is men's, this is our pitfall. And I hate it. I hate when I do it. I hate, and here's what it does. Like, we do this thing where we make women's feelings and emotions, concerns, hurts, we make it their problem. And by that, what I mean is, well, hey, I'm sorry who I follow makes you feel that way.
Ooh,
and it's like, the problem is your feelings, not who I follow.
Yes.
And that's no way to address. That's just not how you address a problem. That's not how you own things. It's not how you lead with humility. And so I would say, men, don't say things like when your woman is vulnerable and takes the risk of sharing her hurts or concerns with you. Don't make her regret that. Mm-hmm. Like, the way you respond to that moment, if you respond with harsh tones or what? So you don't trust me? So you don't trust me? Right. This is, you're crazy. Why are you going to look at my followers? Why are you so concerned? You don't trust me?
Yeah.
Do you think she's ever going to trust herself to be able to navigate through her emotions and her feelings that are real and that are there? And that are all in her mind that she needs to be able to process out loud. And if she can't do that with you, like, then like, what's happening? What kind of relationship is that?
Yeah. Then you're not building an emotional safety. And the emotional bucket is a part of your relationship. Like, it's not just physical. It's not just when you get married, you're having sex all the time. Like, in the reality of the space of when you get married, most of your relationship is emotional. Not like, exactly. And so you have to create a safety for emotions. Just want to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm. That's so good. And that's what, so like, I don't want to get off on a soapbox, but like, hey, just really watch. If men come to you with this, or men, if women come to you with this, create a safe place where they don't walk away feeling crazy for wanting to talk about this concern. And then secondly, you know, you should always be able to answer the question, why? Like, if someone comes to you and says, hey, why? Where I've seen this pan out, and I've had to go to guys and say, hey, I noticed this. I mean, I've seen it, man. I've seen the post seen that you've liked this post, or this is alarming, you're in a relationship, whatever it might be. Can you answer why?
Yeah.
And so for guys, if you're following, like, I mean, just getting real, like bikini models, you know, like content that has like girls that dress, you know, promiscuously. Because there's a lot of those accounts out there where it's like influencer girls or like Cowboys cheerleaders, you know, whatever it might be. Like, there's like, so there's such a range there of like, bro, first off, what do you think she's going to, why do you think she would not wonder? Like, I would be concerned if she didn't.
Yeah.
If she wasn't concerned.
She's like, so, oh, like, that's good. Cool. Keep following those accounts. I don't care.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so valid. But then I think a lot of it too is just like, hey, you follow a lot of girls, like just majority.
Yes.
Like, it's like almost like womanizer vibes.
Oh gosh. Like, oh, that's heavy. Okay.
You know, like how many girls are like replying to your stories? Like,
yeah,
how many, wow. You know, it just creates some valid insecurity. And I don't know, you know, I'd love to ask you a question just on the girl's perspective. Like, where would you say, Kate, that there is maybe an unhealthy, like, how do girls address or as they're processing this before they go to the guy, like, how can they address, is this just me being insecure? Or is this, like, how do they know when it gets to a point of like, hey, I think this is a me problem? You know, does that make sense?
Like, well, here, yeah. So this is where I always come back to, first of all, like, the question I always ask myself as a woman trying to do this myself as well is, why am I following this person? And I do this for myself, and that and because of that, I do hope that the person I'm dating is also doing this, you know? So why am I following this person? Okay, if it's a guy, I met them once at a party and that's it. Like, you know, okay, it's been a long time since then. like, do I really need to be keeping in contact with this random person I met one time? To me, I feel social media is a place where we are connecting with people that we care about what's going on in their life, because we want to be connected to them. We want to, you know, follow what they're doing. It's a point of connection. And then secondly, it's a place to like have entertainment, whether and be, or be inspired. So maybe you're following a funny meme account. Okay. Or you're following like an inspirational pastor. Okay. Awesome. The majority of people I follow today are like inspirational accounts, you know, like mm-hmm. that's basically what I follow. But if it's just like you're you find yourself following so many random people, because sometimes I feel like the defense is, well, I met them once, or like I may see them again, so I don't want to like, and I'm like, well, but like now, first of all, why is it that the only people you're connecting with are females and not guys? But secondly, over time, like that still isn't a good look. And it doesn't feel right for it to be like your social media following is mainly women if I'm speaking to a guy. And so to me, if I bring this up, first of all, it will always make me uncomfortable. I'll just be straight up with just my background. I've been through lots of relationships of betrayal, lots of relationships where social media has been an issue. So this is not something that I'm never going to look at. Like it will be something I look at. And the way I try to approach it is like, I just want you to know that this has come up for me in the past. I don't want to assume your intentions at all. I'm just curious to learn more about why it does seem that you follow a lot of women, or why it does seem that you follow women like this. Would you help me to understand and let me into that? I want to assume good intention. So I would kind of say it like that, but I will be honest with you, JD, I'm probably going to have this conversation with anybody I date.
And that's a valid conversation.
Yeah. Because it's been a part of a lot of things I've had problems with in the past, you know?
For sure. If someone had that conversation with me, I would like be like, well, first off, I would be like, what are you talking about? Like, or like, hey, is this true of you? I haven't gone to search your following. Is this true of you? I'd be like, no, go look. But like, here's what I always say. Like, it's so easy to receive pointed, intentional questions like that if you're truly clean. Mm. You know, like there's no defense there really if you're like, hey, thanks for asking. I'm sorry that stuff happened to you in the past. Either one, let me clean that up for you. Or two, let me put you in my mind. Or three, I don't have a good reason. But if that would cause anything, like that's easy. And if it isn't easy to help clean up and like kind of help remove the confusion there, why?
Yes.
Like what's holding on to that if you're truly about this person and it's a pitfall? For, you know, I don't know. And so I would just say,
well, I think people are also like afraid to unfollow people for some reason.
Yeah, that's so dumb. Yeah. Let's just address that. That's dumb.
Oh my gosh.
That's the problem with our generation, Kate.
Yeah. We're like, we don't want to hurt people's feelings. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay.
We got to learn how to be unoffendable, because if that hurts your feelings, the bigger problem is not that you were unfollowed or that they unfollowed you. It's that you put too much weight in who's following you.
Yes. That's good.
We don't want to get off on a social media rant. We're not the Social Dilemma, but I would encourage people to go watch it. But like, I mean, it is an issue if you're sitting there constantly wondering, did they follow back? Did they like my post? Did this and that? Did I get my ratio? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's so toxic.
It's terrible.
And so we gotta be on guard with that and speak that stuff out. If that's you, that's okay. Just talk about it.
Yeah.
And let it be known. And then I could say for either party, like the guy or the girl, if you're talking to someone and they're like, well, I just can't unfollow them, that would just be detrimental to our relationship. It's like, well, hey, why are you so concerned about y'all's relationship?
Yes. All right. Where are my creative friends at today? You guys, what's so interesting about the last few years, and then especially in COVID, is that we have seen a turn towards entrepreneurship and even content creation. And if you become an entrepreneur or a content creator, then you also know it takes some work to produce incredible content, and not only produce the content, but then make it look incredible when you're delivering it. I know for me, when I create content, I have to format it into all different things, such as for Instagram, Instagram stories, Facebook, my website, and just, it's a lot, you guys. That's why when I discovered Issue, I was so grateful, because it's a service that really helps solve so many of my creative content issues. Issue is the all-in-one platform to create and distribute beautiful digital publications, from brochures to magazines to sales collateral and so many other things. It's perfect for creators, marketers, designers, educators, publishers, salespeople, or just anyone who really wants to make eye-catching content, which so many of us are doing in this digital climate right now. Issue also makes it really easy. You only have to upload your PDFs and files, and then Issue will transform them using your vision and customizable templates to create the content that you exactly desire. With Issue, you create it once, and then you can distribute your content everywhere. Everything is optimized to post on your website and social platforms like Instagram and Facebook. They even help you make animated Instagram stories, which is awesome. You guys can start using Issue right now for free, and then they also offer premium features that give an even more customizable experience. You can get started with Issue today by signing up at issue.com/podcast and then using promo code HOD at checkout for a free account or for 50% off your premium account. So that's issue.com/podcast and then use code HOD for a free account or for 50% off of a premium account. I promise you, content creators out there, this is going to save the day.
I love to do this thing with my friends. It's called Five Whys Deep. So anytime something seems like it needs further explanation, or if I want to get further clarity on something or whatever, I say, do the Five Whys Deep. And it's, I want to be able to do any decision I make in my life, I want to be able to go Five Whys Deep the best that I can. Wow. Now, when I'm deciding if I want Chick-fil-A or, you know, Flower Child, which we talked about earlier. Yeah. For those that don't know, it's a restaurant in Dallas and I think
really
in California.
Healthy, yes.
Like, yeah, it's like, I don't have to go Five Whys Deep as to why I picked Chick-fil-A. I mean, I can try, but when it comes down to this, like, hey, okay, JD, let's just say I have a problem with being a womanizer and I do get validation from women following me. And when I do meet cute girls, I go and I follow them and I look for ways to like get into contact with them and to reply to their stuff and to comment on their stuff. And it, you know, when I was single, I got so much affirmation from all the following of the women and all those different things. And then I get in this relationship and I'm asked of this, hey, why does this seem to be the case about your following? Well, I just met all those girls and, you know, we just followed each other. It was nothing. Okay. Why does it seem like all you've met ever then is girls? And like at some point, I bet it will stop before the five whys. Mm. I bet they'll go, oh, I think I have something I need to address or apologize for or own. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Like, Kate, I think I hear you saying you're not trying to get these guys or guys are trying to get these girls to go wipe out their Instagram following.
Right.
You're wanting to hear as a person that's going to be leading you. Just, hey, can you put me in your mind? And if you can't, that's concerning to me.
Right.
Because you're my leader. And I want to hear the intentionality behind your processing and all those different things. And so that's what, I mean, I think that's what I hear you saying that would be admirable in something like this.
Yeah. And like, I'm curious to understand more. And I'm really, whenever I'm bringing this up, I'm just looking for them to care about being a partner with me in this and to not make it that I'm just such an insecure woman, because the amount of women I've talked to about this, every woman is bothered by this. There is not a single woman I have met that is not bothered by this. And that is women who range the scale, Christian women. So this is not like a siloed thing. This is like women are uncomfortable with this and it's a real thing. And there's a lot of reasons why. Maybe they had dealt with something in their past. also happens to be that body image is a point of major shame for women, and the amount that we already deal and struggle with comparison, it can you be a partner with us and like ease our minds there that that's not something that we have to struggle with when we're in a relationship with you? That'd be awesome, you know, mm-hmm. and just yeah. things like that, you know. And it's not to say that dating relationship, that man is going to take away all of those past things for me. I still have to be working on those things, and us women have to still be working on those things. But we also want a partner who will hear us and not just lead with defensiveness, and will take it to other people. What I've had conversations with guys in the past is like, hey, I think the more we talk about this, you may start to resent me. So why don't, like, can you take this to some dudes and or a mentor yeah. and see what they say about it? You know, if yeah. they come back and say something totally different, I'm really open to hearing that. But I think at this point it'd be best for you to like talk about that with somebody else and let's talk and then revisit.
At my church, we call that widening the circle.
Yes. Yes.
And that's really helpful at times
so good.
Get more perspective and get more objective, unbiased feedback on both ends. I would say to the girl in that situation, hey, like you go do the same.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And like both of you, there's such health in that. And then come back and reconvene or bring someone with you, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
And then, okay, we talked about this briefly, and you told me about someone said something about how your words matter.
Yes.
You're talking about, yeah. Tell me?
My friend Riley, he said, your words are super powerful, spoken or typed, and we need to steward what we say well. And then he said, I never want my communication to supersede my commitment. And so this was also, he was saying this in context of like, conversations he's having with other women, especially over DMs and the women. Because what happens when you follow these people is like you probably are having conversations with some of them in DMs too, you know?
Totally.
Like
yeah.
their stories are appearing on your feed, you know? Like,
yeah.
Or their, yeah. you know, their images. And like, if they follow you back, like that's the same thing. And so I love that he said that. That was on an Instagram live we did like back a few weeks ago. And so, I mean,
that's really
never
good.
Want my communication to supersede my commitment. I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah. And can I now, I've been harping on men. Can I say something to women?
Yes. Yes.
I have had women who have replied to many stories. They followed me first. They added me to their close friends. And like they have done all these things that I'm like, oh, you know, I think I've heard y'all say on Hard of Dating, like dropping the hanky or whatever right. it might be. Like, are they doing this? And I've shot my shot with them. And they're like, there have been two times particularly where it ended up being like, I got rejected. And,
oh my gosh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. And it's like their communication superseded their commitment.
Yes.
I think that's what he's saying. And like, because yes. it was like, hey, I didn't do this. Like, you were the one that followed me, commented on my stuff, DM'd me, and like, no bitterness, like whatever. But like, all I did was respond to what it seemed like you were putting down, because words matter, actions matter, all these different things. And so it kind of felt like a, you know, like when it was like, wait, you didn't want me to ask you to dinner? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
And then now that can make things really blurry for future girls who are trying to do that.
Yes.
Because now the guy's in his head of like, oh, I guess replying to 7 stories in a row, like, you know, like things that a lot of people do. Like I'm not calling anyone out. Like I'm guilty of it. Like people do this. Like it's a normal thing now, especially with quarantine and COVID and all of
yes,
that.
Yes, it's been on an all-time high for sure.
Yes.
The DM dropping of the hanky.
Yes. And so like what that does is if a girl does that though, and she's not about it, she's just looking for like, I don't know what that could, the close friends thing is what really throws me off, if I'm being honest.
Yes.
But like, I could see how that could, I'm trying not to let that blur the lines with future girls who might be using that as a tactic to like, they want the communication to lead to a commitment potentially.
Right.
And so that's why I would say to women
need to also not be confusing, emotionally confusing yeah. in that way too. Women do that. I mean, men are not just the ones that struggle with needing wanting validation and like yeah. liking the attention from the opposite gender. I mean, that was my major problem. I have majorly struggled with that. And that's where I will say, yeah, women own that. Like why are you DMing all of his stories? Like, what's going on there? And if you're, it's not to drop the hanky, then why? Just again, what is the intention behind it? Especially virtually, because it's not like you're forming a virtual best friend with somebody you don't really know. You know, like, and then secondly, I will say up for the dude side, just keep it in mind. Like, if a girl is doing that a lot and you have no interest to date her, like, just make sure you're not being confusing with your communication back.
Yes, for sure.
You know, because it's like, oh, now I'm suddenly going to engage you all the time. And if the girl was trying to drop the hanky, now she's thinking you're picking up on what she's putting down. But you're like, no, I'm actually not into you.
Totally.
Does that make sense?
Totally. And that's what, like, it just takes both people. You just don't want it to turn into like a game.
Yes.
Where you're both like drop in. Eventually someone's got to be like, okay.
Because also when you start dating, those interactions hopefully go down. Like, so just keep that in mind.
Right. Exactly. And that's where going back to the original, just like question about who you follow, your intent in following. Like, I think a lot of times what women see in who the men are following or vice versa is what they were doing as a single person. Well, hey, when you go from single to dating, you're putting off your singleness ways and you are stepping into a committed, exclusive relationship where your top priority is to make her feel like your priority. And that's one of the ways you do that is, you know, the Bible talks about, when I was a child, I acted like a child. But when I grew up as a man, I put on the things of manhood and I left my childish ways behind. In the same way, it's like, hey, singleness, you know, goodbye. And these were actions of a single person. And that's not who I am anymore. And so change with your season. And you don't blur the lines. Go all in or don't go in at all.
And so, if someone brings something up, just lead with curiosity and seek to understand. Even if you don't, if that's not your intention, seek to understand.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I would say. Woo! Okay, we did it. We talked about, does it matter who you follow and talk to online? Boom.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.